This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said Monday it remained ready to meet with Iran after Tehran rejected an EU-proposed meeting. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Monday that the United States is not dogmatic about the form and format of those talks. President Joe Biden's administration supports a return to the 2015 nuclear accord, from which former President Donald Trump withdrew in 2018. Last month, the Biden administration said it was willing to meet with Iran in a meeting proposed by the European Union. The meeting would involve other signatories of the 2015 agreement: Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. Iran said Sunday that the timing was not suitable, as it remained insistent that the United States first lift sanctions imposed by the Trump administration after the United States withdrew from the agreement. While Price said the United States is not set on a particular format for the talks, he said it is set on one thing, in his words, quote, that Iran cannot be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iran has insisted that sanctions imposed by Mr. Trump, including a sweeping ban on its oil exports, should be removed before it reverses steps out of nuclear compliance that it took as protest measures. The World Health Organization said Monday new coronavirus cases increased globally for the first time in 7 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that the increases occurred in 4 regions, the Americas, the Eastern Mediterranean, Europe, and Southeast Asia. He said the rise was disappointing but not surprising and appeared to be the result of relaxing public health measures and people letting down their guard due to recent vaccination programs.